Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Welcome to Brother Blyden Ministry. I am Rayshon Blyden. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and so we're going to talk about what that is for non-Christians who may not know what that means. Today's show is brought to you by the Political Bombshell Store. We have a shirt here that's pretty self-explanatory. The t-shirt says, "Only God created men." So you see that on the front, and then on the back end, you have "Only God created women." Simply go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshell Store, and you can grab this beautiful t-shirt and let people know only God has the power to create a human being, whether it be man or woman. Not a doctor or man or woman on earth has the ability to create a man or a woman. Only God does. Let's get in to today's show. As you can see in the background, it is there. If you want to follow along. So let's get to it. Coming from Christianity.com. So you can certainly go there and search for it if you'd like to read along. What is Pentecost and where did it come from? Jesus' followers were gathered together for Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit filled the whole house where they were sitting. If you have your Bibles with you, you can see this in Acts 2:2. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts 2:4. If you go back and read the Old Testament, you will discover the Pentecost was one of the Jewish feast days. Only they didn't call it Pentecost. That's the Greek name. The Jews called it the Festival of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks. It is mentioned in five places in the first five books in Exodus 23, Exodus 24, Leviticus 16, Numbers 28, and Deuteronomy 16. Let's talk about Pentecost in the Bible. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there are dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each other in his own native language? Parthians, and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." Acts 2:1-13. What is the origin of Pentecost? Pentecost was the celebration of the beginning of the early weeks of harvest. In Palestine, there were two harvests each year. The early harvest came during the months of May and June. The final harvest came in the fall. Pentecost was the celebration of the beginning of the early wheat harvest, which meant that Pentecost always fell sometime during the middle of the month or of May, or sometimes in early June. There were several festival celebrations or observances that took place before Pentecost. There was Passover, there was unleavened bread, and there was the Feast of First Fruits. The Feast of First Fruits was the celebration of the beginning of the barley harvest. Here's the way you figured out the date of Pentecost. According to the Old Testament, you would go to the day in the celebration of fruit of first fruits, and beginning with that day, you would count off 50 days. The 50th day would be the day of Pentecost. So first fruit is the beginning of the barley harvest, and Pentecost is the celebration of the beginning of the wheat harvest. Since it was always 50 days after fruits first, and since 50 days equals 7 weeks, it always came a week of weeks later. Therefore, they either called it the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks. When is Pentecost Sunday in 2023? That's this year. So this year, Pentecost will be on Sunday, May 28th, that's today, 2023, observed on the 7th Sunday after Easter, which was April 9th. Why is Pentecost important to Christianity? Well, modern Christians observe Pentecost as a holiday not to celebrate a wheat harvest, but to remember when the Holy Spirit invaded the church in Acts 2. Number one, on Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit filled the church with power and added 3,000 new believers. The account in Acts 2 reports that after Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus' followers were gathered together for the Feast of Harvest, aka Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit filled the whole house where they were sitting, Acts 2:2. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them, Acts 2:4. This strange occurrence drew a large crowd, and Peter stood up to speak to them about repentance and the gospel of Christ, Acts 2:14. By the end of the day, of that day, the Holy Spirit came. The church grew by 3,000 people. That's Acts 2:41. This is why Christians still celebrate Pentecost. John Gill expresses the significance in his commentary, and a quote here: through this baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, the apostle became more knowing and had a greater understanding of the mysteries of the gospel and were more qualified to preach it to people of all nations and languages. Number two, the Holy Spirit was prophesied in the Old Testament and promised by Jesus. So it was prophesied by in the Old Testament and promised by Jesus. And Jesus promised the Holy Spirit in John 14:26, who would be the helper for his people. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. This New Testament event is also significant because it fulfills an Old Testament prophecy in Joel 2:28-29. And afterward, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. There's a video here. I don't know if this is copyrighted or not, so I'm not going to play this video. But let's talk about the significance of Pentecost today. So this is going to explain. In the video for Christianity.com, Philip Nason explains why Pentecost is significant for Christians today. And we're going to read the transcript below. The significance of Pentecost to the church is something that we need to walk through carefully, and we shouldn't ignore, because Pentecost was a Jewish celebration. And so in our modern day of the New Testament church, we don't celebrate Pentecost in the way that the Old Testament Hebrews did. But Pentecost was the moment in history after Christ had ascended to heaven, and he had promised during the gospel narratives during his earthly ministry that he would leave, but that he would send the Comforter. He would send the Holy Spirit. And it was at that moment in Pentecost where the Spirit came, and he empowered the early believers, specifically the apostles that were left and Peter, who is almost a comedic personality in the gospel narratives. He is the one who constantly puts his foot in his mouth, constantly is having to be corrected by Jesus, but is in the inner circle. And because of grace and mercy, he is chosen to be the one who stands up in front of this throne or throng. Probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people to proclaim the gospel there in the midst of a Hebrew celebration that was intended to remind the Hebrews of how God had always protected them. And Peter stands up and says, "And let me tell you about the Messiah, who is the eternal protection for all of humanity. Let me tell you who he is." And so Pentecost becomes this marker in history to really what many people would say, and that's the moment that the church is born. That is when thousands come into faith, and it goes from this little sect of believers who followed a Jewish rabbi from Nazareth who died and rose again, and suddenly the church breaks forth into the culture. Suddenly, it is that unstoppable force that no one can really deny any longer. Pentecost has taken on a new significance for us. It, at one point, is just a historic memory. Now, it is living reality of the moment that the Spirit of God seemingly burst forth. Three. Historical insights into Pentecost. There are three things you need to know about Pentecost that will help you understand Acts 2. First thing, Pentecost was a pilgrim festival. That meant that according to Jewish law, all the adult Jewish men would come from wherever they were living to Jerusalem and personally be in attendance during this celebration. Point number two, Pentecost was a holiday. No servile work was to be done. Schools were out, the shops were closed. It was a day to celebrate. And point three, there were certain celebrations and sacrifices and offerings which were prescribed in the law for the day of Pentecost. On Pentecost, the high priest was to take two loaves of freshly baked wheat bread and offer them before the Lord. The wheat bread was made from newly harvested wheat. In short, Pentecost in the time of the apostles was a great and grand harvest celebration. The streets of Jerusalem were clogged with thousands of pilgrims who had come from every point of the compass to celebrate the goodness of God and the bringing in of wheat harvest. And that hopefully give you some insight to Pentecost. I am Rayshon Blyden, and this is Walk With Me, my online ministry. You can certainly check out this t-shirt when you go to politicalbombshow.com and click on Political Bombshow Store and grab this t-shirt. Only God created men on the front and only God created women on the back, letting doctors know you do not have the power to create a man or a woman. You can certainly help women deliver a baby, but you cannot change the sex of a baby or a man or a woman or a child. It's not possible. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, and get this t-shirt. If you're so inclined to sow into the ministry, you can certainly click on Support Us. Thank you for spending some time with us today on Pentecost Day, Pentecost Sunday. And have a blessed day, everyone.